Good morning. It's a Friday morning. Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Alan, have been here at the station for 23 years now. I remember my first fund drive, $250,000.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. I have a hard time tracking it all. But I remember a couple in which, you know, it was $100,000, $150,000, and people were holding on to each other in the halls and weeping, thinking they would never end. And here we've raised basically over $400,000, well on the way to the $500,000 mark, in which case we'll get $25,000 from the Spitzer Foundation. But we get a lot more than that, of course, folks. We get you. We get us. We get a community that has decided that we'll make a radio station, we'll keep that radio station, and we'll keep it going. And our children now and our children's children do it. And this is one of those continuity things that keeps going through the generations in order to keep us sane. I mean sane and intellectually sane. So everybody go to WMC.org and put something in and say, Alan, I get it. I'm here.
The on-air fund drive starts Monday, February 1st, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, Alan, I just want a note to our listeners in this vast audience in the lower Hudson Valley, northeast New Jersey, all the way down into New York City under a winter storm watch. Of course, we're missing a major blizzard that is hitting the corridor from New York City all the way down to Washington, D.C. today.
We all are going to be watching and listening to the reports. We've been in enough up here so that I know that WAMC is always with you when you're in that car getting home and, you know, you need not. I've been there myself, but I have to tell you, it's really amazing that when a snowstorm comes, people do band together. They do. They take care of each other. They plow each other. I know you do that, David, in your neighborhood. And I know that, you know, it brings out the best of us as well as the fear of, you know, accidents and other things happening.
Well, what about this? Apparently no accident. Vladimir Putin and the inquiry into the death of Alexander Litvinenko further straining international relations with Russia in an editorial this morning in the Times.
Well, we don't know. Nobody knows, of course. But we do know a few things. We know this guy was a KGB colonel. We know that the guy who died was a KGB guy and may have been a threat. You know, somebody said to me yesterday on the round table, they said, well, why would they do it? Oh, I think it's quite clear why they do it. They do it as a signal that nobody better get out of line. Certainly is an old history of the Soviets, pre-Russian, and this administration of Putin is beginning to look more and more like it. We're capable of reaching out and doing despicable acts for a long, long time, starting with a man named Trotsky way back in the time.
A question of environmental racism in Flint. Civil rights advocates say that the Michigan City's health crisis smacks of the kind of discrimination that causes a disproportionate exposure of blacks to polluted air, water, and soil.
Hey, David, we've known this for a long time. We've known that neighborhoods that are threatened by rail cars and by other things like that are most likely to be those that there is havoc created by environmental either crimes or environmental challenges. There's no question about it. You can look the other way as much as you like, but if you are attentive to this, there's no question that this is what is happening.
Finally, Bernie Sanders makes a rare pitch, more taxes for more government. This has to do with universal health care.
Well, right. There are many of us who do believe in universal health care. We believe in it because we have Medicare right now. I'm on Medicare, and I have to tell you, it's a terrific program. You go to the doctors you want to go to, it pays for most of it, and you go around, and it's transportable, and it's wonderful. We ought to have it in this country, but when the politicians got together, they said, hey, got to have some for the insurance companies, got to have some for the other people who put their big fat hands into all of this, and so we come up with something that is better than nothing, but isn't good enough yet. Bernie Sanders knows that. What can I say? There are those who think that it will assist the Republicans who hate Obamacare in getting rid of that and leaving us with nothing. That's the dilemma, all right.
No dilemma. Lockbox is open. WAMC.org.
You are right, David. It is open. It's doing fabulously well. And we invite everybody and hope that everybody will put something in. Because when you do, you're not only putting dollars in, you're putting yourself in.